Often the loneliness in others prompts us to acknowledge the loneliness in ourselves. We knew what it was to be hidden, to be silent, to feel forgotten. I have a friendship that spans over 30 years. We found each other in college. You might say she sought me out. She was organised and determined. I remember her telling me once how circumstances in life sometimes call upon us to organise our second families. We already had a connection. Our grandmothers would have camped together during the 60s and 70s. But from an early age, Mary Elizabeth was adopted into a settled family. In college, my disabled and traveller identity encircled me. The invitation to be part of Mary Elizabeth's gay family enriched me. She said we were sisters, and that for most of her life, I was the only traveller she knew. On becoming friends with her, my world became less lonely. We moved through our 20s and 30s, building our careers and nourishing our friendship. Every broken romance that bruised my heart, she would reassure me that love would come my way. Mary Elizabeth spent 2 summers at Boston University. During that time, she had her first romance. We spoke and Skyped for 2 hours each week. Watching my best friend surrendering to love was captivating. After some time, Mary Elizabeth's American love issued an ultimatum: Boston or nothing. A decision had to be made. The idea of Mary Elizabeth moving to another country was too painful. As she was weighing up the pros and cons of moving, my heart was filled with familiar pain. Then she phoned one evening. My prayers were answered. Boston was not happening. 2015, Friday evening. Mary Elizabeth and her girlfriend Helen had been out canvassing. My job was to have the dinner in. Helen was her real love. Mary Elizabeth had whispered, one way or the other, we're going to get married. There was a mixture of giddiness and nervousness in her, in all of us. The intensity seemed to spread right across the city, through the whole country. The arrangement for Saturday was to meet on Dame Street, then head towards Dublin Castle, where the count was to be announced. It was probably the first time in my life that when I voted, I felt what was being asked of me was generosity. Digging deep, the wounds of several generations were being healed, each cohort remembering what they had lived through, the pain, the isolation, the belief that they would never be fully part of their own family, never be an equal citizen. That day would change all that. On Dame Street that Saturday afternoon, my phone was buzzing. The rainbow flag was displayed on every shop front. People were carrying it, wearing it. The crowds were big but magnanimous. Music was playing. Mary Elizabeth was giving me instructions as to where to find her and Helen. The crowd parted. My eyes darted everywhere on the street. Then I saw Mary Elizabeth come running towards me. There we were, traveller and settled, touching love. She grabbed and hugged me like we were teenagers all over again. Embracing Helen, wiping her tears, I felt like private and public history were colliding. All that darkness and shame now passed into the embers. We partied all that Saturday night, dancing barefoot to music from the 60s, 70s and 80s. On the Sunday morning we met for breakfast. Mary Elizabeth looked coy, showing me the diamond on her finger. Helen said, we're ringing the registry tomorrow, a June wedding next year. Will you be our best woman? Best woman. It's a role given to travel matriarchs at wedding ceremonies. They can be cousins, widows, friends, a woman who's considered vital to the union and celebration of a couple's marriage. The day finally arrived. Mary Elizabeth had insisted we book into a hotel room and that Helen wouldn't see her until the ceremony. The night before her wedding celebration, Helen warned us to go easy on the Prosecco. We had our hair done, as brides and their bridesmaids, or their best women, always do. As time drew near for Mary Elizabeth to make her way down to the garden, we embraced. Her dress, chiffon midnight blue, tight-fitting, with a fur shrug over her shoulders, was stunning. There was a white canopy in the garden, chairs covered in white satin with blue ribbons to match Mary Elizabeth's wedding dress. And we silently saluted the glorious mix of chance, courage, and conviction that is our friendship.